Everybody got problems, and I'm trying to take care of mine, and I gave up that narcotic.
For all my hustlers,
where them thugs
all
at?
My ballers, why? Let's do it like
this. Indiana, Indiana.
Mag in this month, y'all. Killer Castro from Queens. Trick a Tretch.
New
work.
Giroux. Dirty Jerry.
Well, can you get it like I get it? I got to get in my blood. Known for slinging, yeah, you I'm plotting to lick with my thugs.
Yeah.
Fuck you, fuck your crew, fool, and all that shit. Bitch, it's a new nigga in the premises.
Word.
Putting it down like I know stuff. What's letting these haters wish like I'm supposed to? Whenever you wanna act a fool and come and test, get that AK slug through your vest. Forget your dog, get fucked. Why the fuck I see you with all the car get stuck? Now you in the depths of hell, feel like damn it ain't my lucky day. Never should I look my way, motherfucker. Don't trust your bitch ass, fool. As far as I can thrust ya, don't make no sudden moves, fool, and I won't have to bust ya. Trick or treat, she got his pistol, do we put it work from here to Russia, fool? So what the fuck y'all in it?
Work.
And it sound like that.
Yeah,
motherfucker, and it sound like that.
I put in work,
and it sound like that.
Yo, dog, I hope you
like
your
that. What's up? Hey, man, I had to ride out to that for a minute, man. Had to ride out to that for a minute. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm your host. This is Mr. King Flex, all in your mouth. That nigga, Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. Everybody, I'm so happy to be back. We haven't done a show in damn near a month, but I'm back, ready to attack, ready to spit this Mac, ready to do it. It's going to be a goddamn good show today, y'all. I'm in a great mood. I'm glad to have everybody tuning in. A lot of stuff going on, but before I get into that, want to shout out UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com, my message board, all my players. What's up, players? That's a place where players such as yourself can get together and chop it up with other players all around the world. And don't forget to check out MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your macking needs. I want to give a shout out to one of my listeners, Harlem's Baby Boy, for giving me the idea to do the Illuminati special. The last pay-per-view special that I did. That was my biggest selling pay-per-view special ever. And I want to give a shout out to Harlem. Harlem gave me the idea. He sent me an email saying, yo, Flex, man, you ought to do a show, a pay-per-view show about the Illuminati. And I did. And that shit just insane took off. And I'm going to stop some of you motherfuckers from putting my shows up on some of these message boards. Hold on. Let me put on some Mackin music. I'm putting on some Mac music. Hold on. Yeah, so I'm about to stop some of these niggas from putting up my shows on some of these message boards and websites, because cats be trying to be slick. It's too much faggotry going on some of these boards. Y'all let too much rampant faggotry go on, and cats be doing little disrespectful shit. It's only like a handful of them. But cats get bold. Some of these cats be getting my pay-per-view specials, and they go to these different websites and try to post them up, and I get them taken down on some of them. But I'm about to start putting a ban on all my pay-per-view specials soon. If these niggas don't regulate the faggotry on their boards. Cats try to get bold and put some of my pay-per-view specials up on YouTube and have those taken down. Niggas trying to be slick. If you're going to be slick, be a hustler at least. If you're going to be slick, let me give you a hustle tip. Because cats do little shit like, oh, I'm going to get this pay-per-view special, and if I can't make no money, I'm going to fuck with his money. That little hater type mentality. If you were a hustler, you would be like, let me become an affiliate. Like, if you go to the website that houses and hosts all my pay-per-view specials, it's a website called Payloads. It's a website called Payloads, and they house all my pay-per-view specials, and hell, the Illuminati special is the number one audio, audiobook download. It's in the audiobook category. It's the number one audiobook download on that website ever. I mean, there's thousands of downloads and information on that website, and my shit is like the number one thing on there. And you can become an affiliate. That's what a hustler would do instead of posting it up or trying to post it up on websites for free. Say, fuck it, let me make a few dollars off this shit and become an affiliate. That's what a hustler would do, but I fucking digress. Anyway, y'all, man, there's a lot of stuff going on in the game. Today's theme, I'm going to talk about strategic humility. I'm going to talk about the strategy of being humble. There's a time and place to be humble. You got to have strategic humility. That's the theme for today. And there's a lot of stories that's going on in the media that will tie into that. Now, before I forget that, my book, The Art of Mackin, 10-year anniversary edition, you guys can go to Amazon.com and start ordering it now. I mean, people are already ordering the book. I just did a radio interview about an hour ago for WIKS over in Raleigh, North Carolina, Kiss FM with DJ Supreme. What's up, Preem? Just did an interview with him, so I'm doing interviews with stations all around the country right now. They want to talk about The Art of Mackin re-release. It's already released. You can go to Amazon.com, and people are buying the book. They haven't put all the information up yet, and people are buying the book already. But you can get it at Amazon.com. The Art of Mackin 10-year anniversary edition. Not the collector's edition. Because all these other editions of the book, they're trying to sell them for like $160 and $200. Fuck that. Fuck it. No, don't get that $160 shit. Get the new version. It's better. It's updated. It's revised. There's more game in it. I have a whole bunch of Mac tips scattered throughout the book. I don't care if you got the original book. This one is, trust me, much better. It's updated because, again, I wrote The Art of Mackin 10 years ago. So I had to update a lot of references because a lot of references I made, a lot of people won't even understand what they are. So everything is updated, cleaned up, tightened up. And the big kicker is in the new version of The Art of Mackin, at the end of the book, I have a snippet. I have a sneak preview of my new novel, The Game Advisor, that's going to be out this summer. So you know you don't want to miss this shit. Go get it. Go get The Art of Mackin now. And get The Art of Gold Digging. You can still get The Art of Gold Digging. That's still killing them. At BarnesandNobles.com and at Amazon.com. And I also want to shout out to Esquire Magazine. Esquire Magazine, this month, they have an issue with Barack Obama on the cover. And I'm going to talk about the inauguration in a minute. But Esquire Magazine, they got the new issue, the February issue with Barack Obama on the cover. It's like a collector's edition for Esquire Magazine. Very prestigious magazine. They mentioned me in the magazine. They did an article about sex, dating, and relationships. And they were talking about some of the top guys in the game. And they mentioned the player. So check out Esquire Magazine. Want to give them a shout out. And speaking of the inauguration, we have a new president. This is the first show since we've officially had a new black president. The inauguration was a few weeks ago. A lot of folks went out there. Want to shout out to everybody that went out there. I was going to go. I was taking care of shit out here. And when I was looking at some of the footage of the inauguration, I'm at home doing security because I don't trust nobody. I'm at home watching niggas, making sure ain't nothing happening to Obama. I'm looking at TV. I'm yelling at the screen. I'm like, hell, y'all need to frisk Stevie Wonder. I'm like, check that nigga. Check everybody. I don't trust the goddamn person. I'm like, Secret Service, pat him down. Double check that nigga. They might have smuggled a pistol between Aretha Franklin's titties. Check that bitch. I don't trust nobody. But the inauguration was off the hook. Everybody was happy. Everybody was celebrating. Now we're about to see what's popping, man. Hopefully Barack Obama gets us out of this financial crisis. But I digress. Other stuff going on in the news. 50 Cent and Rick Ross, the rapper. Everybody pretty much knows about this right now. The rapper 50 Cent is having a beef with the rapper Rick Ross. And they've been trading jabs. And 50 Cent has hit this dude with like a real good knockout punch. For those who don't know, 50 Cent he found Rick Ross's baby's mom and flew her out to New York. Flew her and her friend out to New York. And this is all on thisis50.com if you want to see it. and she's talking, giving an interview and all this old stuff. And again, this goes into strategic humility, because 50 played the shit out this chick. It's so funny. 50 had the woman talking about Rick Ross ain't shit. Rick ain't this. Rick ain't that. He's a corrections officer. Then 50 Cent took Rick Ross's baby's mom and her friend shopping all around New York. Took him to get fur coats. Took him to the Gucci store to get shoes. And it was a strategic diss to Rick Ross. Like, look, nigga, I got your thirsty chicken head baby mom clucking behind me. And that's what she looked like. She looked like the world's biggest fucking chicken head. And the thing is, she thought she was doing something slick, and she turned out to look like an ass in the process. If you look at the photos and the footage, you almost feel embarrassed for her. She's getting clowned, and she doesn't even know she's getting clowned. She's that much of a fucking chicken head. People, you gotta have women, instead of you trying to be bold and thinking you're doing some slick shit, you need to play it cool. You need to humble yourself sometimes so you won't end up looking like an ass over a fur coat. I mean, this dude played you like chess. If a dude has a beef with your baby's dad, don't make yourself look like an ass for some shoes and a fur coat. I mean, that's some real chicken head shit. If somebody say, look, man, I'm beefing with your dude. I know you got a beef with him too. Let me fly you out. You say, look, you know what? No thanks. I don't want to get in between this. I'm cool. That's a better look. Don't make yourself look like the world's biggest fucking hood rat sitting up grinning with your baby's dad's enemies. This nigga done took you shopping and you looking like a little hungry ducky. Rick Ross's baby's mom is the world's, she wins the Chicken Head Trophy of the Year award. This woman's teeth look like, her teeth look like niblets, like a can of corn in her mouth. It's the biggest fucking hood rat, but I digress. What else is going on in the news? Michael Phelps, the Olympic guy, they caught him with a bong smoking the weed. Again, strategic humility. Humble yourself. Don't try to be bold around people you don't know, especially when you have a lot of money. People, you have to watch out who you hang around, especially when you're sitting on money and power like that. See, Mike, you know, you're on the news all the time, you're in commercials all the time, you think that everybody loves you, everybody's your friend, people are always plotting against you. That was kind of a dirty move. Whoever did that, that was a fuckboy-ass move to do. You sitting up here smoking with this nigga, then you sneak a picture of him and then sell it to the tabloid. That's kind of a faggy move. But hey, if you're in a position of power, man, you got to humble yourself and really realize that people might be trying to come at you. So you got to be strategic and just kind of be low key. I mean, this nigga had a big bong. Michael Phelps was taking a hit. He took him a nice big toke. He couldn't even play it off. Like, if you had a joint, you could have played it off. You could have been like, oh, that's a Jamaican cigarette. If you had a blunt, you, oh, that's a Cuban cigar. You could have played it off, but you can't play it off when you got a big fucking bong. And that nigga lips was all up on the bong. I can see why he can swim so good. The way he worked his lungs, that nigga was sucking that bong. So you gotta watch shit. Because people are always trying to get dirt on you, especially if you're in a position of power. You got to humble yourself to believe that everybody ain't your friend. Everybody don't have your best interest. You know, when you get into a position of power like that, people are plotting. People are going to try to dig up stuff. So that's why you try to cover your dirt if you do it. Got to try to cover your tracks. If you do dirt, you got to do it on the low. Now, sometimes situations happen that you have no control over. Like, for example, for me, like, I was down in, when I lived in Atlanta, and I try not to take weird pictures. I'm real big on not taking the weird fucking pictures. I was down in Atlanta during 95 Freaknik. Now, people who are from Atlanta or who've been to Atlanta in 95 Freaknik, they should do a documentary about that. That was like a phenomenon. 95 Freaknik was like the Woodstock for hoes. It was some wild shit going on down there. So anyway, that's when women would just do drive-by dick suckings. They would just roll up on you. Nigga, pull over and pull down your pants. They would just do drive-by dick suckings in Atlanta around 95. So Freaknik was just off the hook. And I was hanging out with some friends. We were just all over the place. And girls would be real bold. And one of the homies, this nigga's old freaky ass dude. So the girls rolled on. They rolled up on us. And they were like, hey, y'all. Let me see y'all dick. I'm like, I'm looking all offended. Like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. And the nigga next to me pulls his shit out. And these women stick out a camera. Click, click. Thank you. And then drive off. I'm like, ain't this a bitch? So there's a picture of me and a nigga with his dick out floating around somewhere in the universe. So I'm just saying, if that picture ever shows up, it's not no faggotry. I was taken by surprise. So shit like that could happen. But you do your best to try to avoid situations like that. You do your best. Speaking of Freaknik, man, I had a party at the crib down in Freaknik 95. And we had some girls over to the crib. It was some shit that was so freaky. They were taking photos at the house. And we tried to get the photographs developed. And nobody would develop the pictures. I mean, it was some real crazy shit going on at the house. I don't know what's on the photos, but every time, this was before digital cameras. This is when you had to take your film to the photo place and have them develop it in 95. The party was so off the hook and people were taking pictures, and whatever's on these pictures were so off the hook. We kept getting notes from all the photo labs. They kept saying, hey, excuse me, no, it's illegal for us to develop these photos. We can't develop these pictures. I have no idea what's on those photographs. And if that shit pops up, hey, it was Freaknik. If those pictures ever surface, it was Freaknik. I didn't know. To this day, we couldn't get those pictures developed. I have no idea what happened to them. But I digress. Now, there's another a videotape that somebody sent me. They emailed me this. Of the rapper T.I., his baby's mom, Tiny. Tiny was talking about this beauty salon she's opening up, or a hair salon, a nail salon, some kind of spa down in Atlanta. And she was talking about a reality show she's trying to put together. And she was interviewed by Jamie Foster Brown of Sister to Sister Magazine, which has to be one of the most unreadable magazines on earth. That magazine is the biggest fluff piece, ass-kissing magazine ever on the planet. Nothing but fluff piece magazine articles and that shit. And I'm saying this because years ago, Jamie Foster and those guys, that magazine said some real slick shit about me, so fuck them. But that magazine is really unreadable. But Jamie Foster did an interview with T.I. She said T.I.'s baby's mother, Tiny. Now, for those who don't know, let me turn the music down because I'm about to play this clip. T.I.'s baby's mom, Tiny, people talk bad about her, but she's a very, I'll say this, she has a very unique look. I'm not going to diss her. That would be mean. You guys are mean. You guys be saying some real bad stuff about this woman, but Tiny is a very unique looking woman. I'll say that. But I'm listening to this interview. She sounds kind of country and ghetto, which is cool, and I'm looking at the interview trying to find something positive. You know, I always try to find the positive in anybody. But she says something that just throws it off for me. A lot of folks probably missed this, but I caught it. And it just kind of threw me off. And again, I'm listening to this woman trying to find something positive. Like, oh, she might be a good mom. She might have a good personality. But check this out. This threw me. Hold on.
Okay. Now, why did you decide to open a salon?
No particular reason, really. I was just riding by, and I stayed right here in this little plaza, and I just seen a police sign and called about it, and sad. And then once I spoke to him, I was just like, you know, that could be something I could do, you know, other than just sitting around, you know, doing nothing. And
so, like,
well, she is country than a motherfucker.
You working on a reality show too?
Mm-hmm.
When is that happening?
Well, Jamie, that's the baby, and I'm excited about it. I mean, right now, I think we might start shooting in February, but right now, we have a lot of interest in the show, and we're just, as far as us four girls are trying to see exactly where we want to go.
So this is a reality show based on you and some other ladies.
Yeah, me and some other ladies, and just really, it's about us being hot moms and just, you know, dealing with our kids.
Hold on. Did this woman just say, hold on? That's the part that caught me. See, y'all probably didn't catch that. It caught me. Hold on. Did she say T.I.'s baby's mom, Tiny, say that she and her friends are going to do a reality show about being hot moms? Hold on. She didn't say this. My ears are
just... Moms and just, you know...
Hold on. She didn't say this. Hold on.
The show based on you and some other ladies.
Yeah, me and some other ladies. And just, really, it's about us being hot moms and just, you know, dealing with our kids and everyday life and, you know, things we go through and...
No, she didn't say... She didn't say they're going to do a show about being hot moms. No, she didn't say that. Did she mean hot mess? I know this woman didn't say she's going to do a show about being hot moms. You don't say that if you're... Come on. Now, I was riding with her. Hold on. I was riding with her for a minute. I was rolling with her. I'm like, okay, she has a very unique look, but she's probably a great person, great heart. But then when you say some shit like that, you don't sit up and say you gonna do a show about being a hot mom. And you... I'm not gonna say nothing mean. Maybe she meant hot monster. You don't say that. That's not what you say. Tiny, sweetie, you don't say that, babe. I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. We're trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. We're trying to find something positive. But it's hard to find something positive when somebody says some old off-the-wall shit like they're going to do a show about you being a hot mom. And your look is unique. Don't say that. What kind of drugs are y'all niggas down there in Atlanta selling? Because y'all sold her some good shit. You don't say you're going to be a hot mom. You got to humble yourself strategically. It's cool to have confidence, but you say some shit like, you know what, I want to do a show, a reality show about me and my friends being spicy moms. You know, we still spice it up. We're being dedicated mothers. A show about us being great housewives. Any other adjective but hot mom. God damn. You don't say that when you're not a hot mom. I'm not being mean, people. People say I'm mean. I'm not mean. But don't come in my face talking about you going to do a show about being a goddamn hot mom. And that's what you look like. You got to be strategic about your humility. You got to humble yourself at some times. It's cool to be confident. It's cool to pop your chest out and pop your collar. But you don't want to do it to the point where you look silly. There was another situation with rapper Bow Wow and Soulja Boy. They got these videos. They're dissing each other. They're going back and forth talking about, yeah, my Lamborghini. We're going to race Lamborghinis. We're going to do this. I'm a bigger player than you. I'm a bigger stunner than you. They're popping their collar. And it looks kind of silly. You pop your collar a little bit. Then you sit back and just chill and let your game speak for itself. It's hard for people like Bow Wow and cats like that who we've seen grow up as kids. Damn near walk around with their mama's titty in their mouth. All of a sudden, you're the biggest player and you're the biggest stunner. Tone down. Strategic humility. Humble yourself. Another example is Ray J. Ray J has a show, and I'm rooting for Ray J. He has a show on VH1, For the Love of Ray J. And they had the promos for the show. And it makes you not want to like Ray J, because he's saying some old off-the-wall shit like, I sex up the stage. Success, power, it's all mine. Come on, dude. We want to like you, but don't try to trick us into liking you by saying some bullshit. Humble yourself a little bit. Pop your collar, then fall back and humble yourself. Let somebody else pop your collar for you sometimes. Because it makes you look silly when you're saying some shit that not even you believe. Another example is Puff Daddy, Puffy. Puffy's one of these dudes, man. Very successful guy. I mean, I'm not hating this guy for his success, but he kind of likes the sound of his own voice. He kind of believes his own hype a little bit. Now, Puffy was known for being kind of a corny dude. And I know you want to reinvent yourself as like a player, baller, stunner, shot caller, that type of shit. But either you have it or you don't. No matter how much money you have, either you have that or you don't. If you don't have it, don't try to pretend you have it. It's cool to floss and all that stuff, but still throw a little bit of humility into the game strategically. Like, you seen that there's a commercial with Puff Daddy, with Puffy, a Burger King commercial. And the commercial was like, Burger King, we're going to stay open late, but don't nobody know we stay open late. And Puffy is telling the owner of Burger King, tell everybody that Diddy said Burger King is open late. Then they cut to a shot of a whole bunch of people running out to Burger King because Diddy said Burger King is open late. Get the fuck out of here. That shit looks corny when you do that. Come on, dude. You don't do that. That makes a motherfucker not want to like you. I heard an interview with Puffy. They were talking about the Notorious movie, and Puffy was saying that when Biggie walked in the room, he made people feel good about themselves. But when Puffy walks in a room, he said people are jealous of him. It ain't that people are jealous of the dude. It's just your energy is like some cornball, insecure, flossy nigga shit. See, that's the thing. A lot of cats aren't really jealous of you if you're flossing and stunting. It's just your whole vibe. People can see through the money. That's why you always hear me say, I'd never try to put money in between me and my rivals. It's all about your character. People fuck with me because they know I'm a real ass dude. They know I keep it 100. They know what I say and do is authentic. I don't really pop my collar like that. I don't have to sit on the show and be like, oh, I'm the greatest nigga. I'm the greatest nigga. I'm the baller. I don't have to do that. The shit I'm saying works for you. And if it works for you, you know this shit works for me. So I let the game speak for itself. I let the action speak for itself. I can't get on my, I won't get on the show and be like, yeah, I'm the biggest player. On this show, I rarely talk about myself. Even in my books, I rarely talk about myself. Like with the book, The Game Advisor, that book is loosely based on my life. And I'm doing that because people want to know. They keep asking. I mean, I'm on my fourth book right now. I got four fucking best-selling books out. Without talking about myself once. I rarely talk about myself in any of my books. I'm gonna let the game speak for itself. But when you sit around popping your own collar, like, yeah, I'm gonna be, that's some insecure shit. You ever, fellas, you ever been around women who have pictures of themselves all around the house? That's kind of a turnoff. I've seen that. I've been to girls' houses and they have pictures of themselves all around the house. That kind of turns me off. It's like, bitch, you know what you look like. You got pictures of yourself around the house. A shrine to yourself. Or you go to a girl's MySpace page and she's like, I'm so beautiful. It's all about me. Sexy girl. Hot girl stunner. Whenever girls say that, it's usually the big fat booger bear, raggedy, dusty ass girl saying that shit. A real fly broad don't have to say, oh, I'm the finest bitch, I'm sexy, yo man is trying to get with me, you bitches are hating. That's hood rat, ugly duckling shit. Real fly women are real cool. You go to their page, it's like them being fly, drinking some herbal tea or some shit. Just like real ballers, real dudes who are ballers, They're humble with it. The broke niggas are the one holding all their dope money on MySpace, all their the money that they got to get to the dope man, photoshopping cars and shit, flexing. Come on, I'm big baller, big player, big baller, big baller. Strategic humility, man. There's a time to be humble. There's a time to show your confidence. There's a time to be humble. Always downplay certain things. Strategic humility. Use strategy to humble yourself. Like whenever I do interviews, people say, well, what makes you the big old player? What makes you a big Mac? I sidestep that. A sucker nigga would say some shit like, you know, I just got a gang of bitches. You know, I've always had bitches all my life. I'm a big player because, you know, I was just born with this shit. No. When they say, well, how did you become, you know, an expert? I humble myself and I say things like, you know what? I learned a lot. I made a lot of mistakes. You admit your flaws because I have flaws. That's how I learn shit. I learn from my flaws. I learn from my mistakes. And people can respect that. When niggas are flossing, that's why a lot of rappers and shit be getting robbed all the time. Not because you have the shit. There's ballers in the hood all day. There's niggas in the hood with a lot of money that don't nobody touch. It ain't the fact that you have the money that niggas are robbing you. It's the attitude that you have. This sucker cornball flossy nigga attitude. That's why people like Young Berg get slapped and knocked out all the time. Because you can tell he's not no real dude. He's a corny dude trying to floss and flex. There's a lot of Young Bergs out there. Every time you hear about Young Berg, I feel so sorry for the guy. Somebody's slapping him, robbing him, and he's on film talking shit. Talking some shit that he can't really back up because that's not in him. And I'm not picking on the guy. I'm not picking on him because he's an easy target. I'm just giving an example because I feel sorry for the dude. I hate to see somebody get fucked up and they have no comeback. You get fucked up so bad that you can't even come back hard. You know when a nigga has lost a battle, when you interview them and then they start talking some religious shit? They be like, yeah, them niggas robbed me. Yeah, I got robbed. They took my chain. You know, they jumped me at the club. But you know what, nigga? I roll with Jesus, homie. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, they robbed me. They stuck me up. They robbed my mama house. But check this out, homie. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, saith the Lord, dude. That's when you know a nigga just lost. He started quoting Bible scriptures and shit. But I digress. But like I said, man, strategic humility. Always humble yourself at certain times. There's a time to pop your collar. There's a time to kick back and chill. Anyway, everybody, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I'm so glad to chop up a good game with you guys. I'm going to do a couple of more shows this week. I'm not going to leave you hanging. But go out and get The Art of Macking right before Valentine's. You got to get it before Valentine's. Women, go out there and get The Art of Gold Digging. You guys can still check out the Illuminati special, all my pay-per-view specials at maclessons.com. I will holla. You guys, peace. Love you.